Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. The learning for the next few minutes is going to be Lenishmas Fega Bas Shlomo Zev, who we've gathered in the past couple of years to say Devei Torah and to share positive memories. So tonight, for a few minutes, we'll share Devei Torah. It should be an aliyah for her neshama. The pasuk says in Parshas Pekudei, in this week's Parsha, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. This is the appointments of the Mishkan HaEdus, the Mishkan of Testimony, the House of Testimony, Asher Pakad Al Pi Moshe, which is established by Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Mefarshim on the pasuk note the double language of the word Mishkan. It's unnecessary. The Torah could have said, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, this is the appointments of the Mishkan, of the Edus of Testimony, that was set up by Moshe Rabbeinu. Why does it have to say, this is the Mishkan, which is the Mishkan? Why are we trying to use and bring out by the word Mishkan? So Rashi senses this repetition, and he explains, Shnei Pa'amim, twice the word Mishkan, Remez L'miktash Shemismashkein, B'shnei Chorbanim, Al B'nuseim Shal Yisrael. The Mishkan is referenced twice, says Rashi. And this is an allusion to the Beis HaMikdash, which was taken as a collateral by being destroyed twice because of the sins of Klal Yisrael. Meaning, Hashem took the Beis HaMikdash from us because we didn't deserve it. And just as a collateral is confiscated in lieu of an unpaid debt, Hashem took the Beis HaMikdash rather than collect his debt. Meaning, instead of exacting punishment on the Jewish people and hurting us, Hashem took the Beis HaMikdash instead. But the problem with the comparison of the Beis HaMikdash to a mashkan, a collateral which you take when somebody owes you money, is how come Hashem hasn't returned the collateral, right? If you take a collateral from somebody, eventually you have to give it back. You can't keep it forever. That's not a collateral. That's just taking something. So we've been davening to Hashem. We've been asking for the Beis HaMikdash all these years, and Hashem hasn't given it back. We daven for the Beis HaMikdash in Shacharis, in Mincha, in Mariv. We say Korbanos. We say Yerushalayim Ircha. In Ritzei before, we talk about the Beis HaMikdash in Pesukei Zimra. We say Hirotzon L'fanecha, Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Luseinu, Shiyabana Beis HaMikdash, Nishir Shel Yom. We, in other places, we talk about the Beis HaMikdash. We plead for the Beis HaMikdash in benching. In Al HaMichya, we say, V'nei Yerushalayim HaKadosh L'Yameinu. We say, Rachem Hashem Elokeinu Yisrael HaMecha. So many requests over and over and over again for the Beis HaMikdash. So many times we ask for our mashkan. We want our collateral back. The Beis HaMikdash belongs to us. Hakam Hashem can't give it back to us. So I'd like to suggest with a beautiful idea tonight from Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim from a century ago. And he explained as follows. He said that there are halachos, there are laws that govern the returning of a mashkan, of a collateral. The Torah tells us at the end of Dvarim, Vim ish anihu, that if a man is poor, lo sishkav ba'avto, you may not go to sleep holding on to his security. Hashev tashiv lo, you must return the security to him at sundown. Esavos kavo hashemesh. So that he will be able to sleep in his clothing, will be able to bless you, be able to say nice things about you that he gave him as collateral at night. Meaning, if the borrower will be fine without the collateral being returned to him, and he'll function normally without it, there's no problem for the lender to keep the collateral, right? Meaning, if I collect a collateral from somebody, I collect a hammer, and the guy doesn't need the hammer ever. He never hammers anything into the wall, not a very handy person. So I don't have to give the collateral back to him because he doesn't need it right now. There's no purpose for him to have the collateral. But if he needs it, if he needs his pajamas to go to sleep, then when he needs that thing desperately, I have to give the collateral back to him. Says Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, this is the reason why perhaps Hashem is not giving us back the Beis HaMikdash as our collateral. Because even though there are some people who sincerely hope, wish, desire for the Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately for the majority of the Jewish people, that's not the case. Most people are comfortable being in Galus. We're comfortable in the situation we have. We are enveloped in a life that the diaspora has offered us. We are not always being mitzapa liYeshua as our primary desire. If someone took our comfortable bed as a mashkan, as a collateral, and we were given the opportunity to plead for it back, we would certainly care deeply about getting that bed back. It may be the case that we don't have the similar desire to get the Beis HaMikdash back, like the man who doesn't have pajamas at night. Similarly, Rav Zalmel of Volozhin, the brother of Rav Chaim of Volozhin, had a similar explanation. He says that in Parshas Mishpatim, regarding the case of a mashkon, of a taken collateral, the The Torah says why the lender has to return the collateral to the borrower. Because you will cry out to me, and I will be merciful. Meaning that the returning of the mashkon occurs based on the crying out of the lender. Certainly, if we would call out and express ourselves sufficiently to Hashem, then the Beis HaMikdash will be returned. Now, just to be clear, I'm speaking to myself as much as I'm speaking to everybody here as well. We all need to recalculate, to reevaluate where we value the Beis HaMikdash in the scale of our values. Now, I'm bringing this up now, Parshas Pekudei, besides for the fact that it fits into the Parsha, because its connection to the Parsha is also important because it's not Tisha B'Av. It's not the 9 days. It's not the 3 weeks. Because sometimes, for myself, I ignore the Beis HaMikdash the rest of the year. I don't take it seriously for most of the year. What happens? The 3 weeks comes, Tisha B'Av, the 9 days. We speak about the Beis HaMikdash. We think about the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have in our generation, what we don't have in our lifetimes. And then after Tisha B'Av, my conscience is clean. I can go back to everything else in life. Parshas Vayakel Pekudei, which is so far away from Tisha B'Av, is a perfect time to think about the connection to the Beis HaMikdash, specifically because it's not the time we usually set aside. It's a different time to remind us when we're off our game, to give us a little bit of a push to think about what's important. Just in general, you know, greater appreciation for the Beis HaMikdash, learning about the Beis HaMikdash through books, picture books, you know, Mirz Hashem, to be able to visit Yerushalayim in the right time again, to visit, you know, the Machon HaMikdash where they make the Kelim, to have these beautiful virtual reality tours as well, learning Mishnayos, Rambam, to make these aspects of the Beis HaMikdash more real. Not only are we missing the agency of the Beis HaMikdash, but we, of the post-Temple era, are missing a keen sense of Hashem's presence, the phenomenon known as Hester Panim, the concealment of Hashem, where things are much more difficult in our lives. And as it says in the Kuzari, since the Aron Kodesh was buried, you Jews are like a body without a head. And the Chacham says to the Kuzari, you're right. We're missing the Beis HaMikdash. We're missing who we're supposed to be. With the Beis HaMikdash, there will be more Kavod Shemayim, no more pain in the world. There'll be no need for dealing with Mideast peace processes and worrying about, you know, delegations to try to figure out what's going to be for Eretz Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash means regular trips to Yerushalayim, immeasurable joy and a palpable feeling of spirituality that permeates our everyday lives. And a Beis HaMikdash means open miracles, shalom bayis, comfortable living. Now on the Haftorah, for Shabbos Erev Rosh Chodesh, which we're going to have this week, we read the story of David and Yonasan. And in describing Rosh Chodesh and the feast that David was absent from, that Shaul was having in honor of Rosh Chodesh, we are told that Shaul asks, Madua lova ben Yishai, gam tamol, gam hayom el halachem. How come David HaMelech, not Melech yet, but David ben Yishai, hasn't come to the meal? So many of the Mefarshim understand that that pasuk is a remez, is a hint to the coming of Mashiach. Madua lova ben Yishai. How come ben Yishai, Mashiach, has not come yesterday, today? Where is he? So two great Torah leaders, Rosh Shmelk of Nicholsburg and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich, both explain that the Pasuk answers this question. How come Ben Yishai, how come Mashiach isn't here? Why? Gam tamol gam hayom al halachem. Because yesterday and the day before, it's always about the lechem, the bread. Because we're always asking and davening for stuff. We constantly turn our tefillos into a giant ATM machine, requesting that Hashem should give us a parnasa, more success, more comfort. But in doing so, we focus on not the real point, the secondary issue, and we're missing out on the main thing. If we want to improve our chances of Mashiach coming, we need to focus more or focus less on the bread and focus on the physical things and take time to daven for the Beis HaMikdash, the spiritual things and what it represents, a time of peace, a time of camaraderie, a time of shalom, a time of contentment, and a time of health. The mistake that I often make is that I miss this point. And instead of asking for the Beis HaMikdash, I end up asking for a better galus. Galus should be better over here. Exile should be better over here. And I forget to focus on Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash itself. When we daven for Habayis HaGadol VeHakadosh, the great holy house, in order to, we should say, Binyano V'Sikono, it should be rebuilt and reconstructed. We should have stronger feelings of a life without the Beis HaMikdash. That's not a true life. And when we do have the sense of loss and a feeling over the Mikdash, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us back our collateral, and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash for us. And this is what it says in the Tana de Eliyahu. Listen to what Eliyahu Navi writes, or they say in the name of Eliyahu Navi. Meyid ani alei shemayim v'aretz. Says Eliyahu Navi, I testify in heaven and earth. She'akadosh Baruch Hu yoshev v'metzapa lehem l'Yisrael. That Hashem sits and desires the Jewish people. Yoser mimash she'metzapa avavno. More than a father wants to see their children. Va'isha lebala, or that a wife wants to see her husband. She asks a tshuva, that we should do tshuva. It is what Hashem desires more than anything else in the world, that we should improve ourselves and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedei she'yigael osam, so that Hashem should be able to redeem us, v'yibaneh lahem beis hamikdash, that Hashem can rebuild for us the beis hamikdash, shelo yicharev olam, that it should not be destroyed forever. So let us, together, in this small group, we should raise our awareness that the collateral, the beis hamikdash that belongs to us, is there, waiting for us to get it back, and as people, to turn to Hashem, to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give us back what is rightfully ours, so that we can celebrate the Nachas B'Simcha with complete families, with reunited families. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much.